Hello. Sorry I'm late. I had another client who desperately needed my help this morning, and so, well, things got a little bit delayed. I hope you don't mind having to wait a little bit. Well, that's good to hear then. Your agent actually gave me more information about your situation, but if you could kindly walk me through again, it would be most helpful. Great. Let me just take some notes, and as I prepare your sheet. Yes, actually, there's quite a bit to deal with, but it's all right. We might be a small shop, but we can take care of ourselves quite well. So, details of your next event, shall we? Okay. And is there a particular theme? Interesting. Now, how would you describe your vision, shall we? Like, how do you imagine yourself in that event? Would you like to stand out, blend in with the crowd, just be safe, or go for a bit more bold choice? And typically, would you have a general idea of the type of audience who's attending? Maybe you can throw in a couple of names. Oh, it's nothing. It's just to have a better idea of who's coming and what they're wearing, and, well, depending on whether you would like to stand out or blend in, I could adapt to their styles, or I can give you something else completely. Okay. Okay. That's something we can definitely do then. So, so I can envision something for you, something a little bit balanced but loud, you know? I can sketch something for you, but first I would like to take your measurements. So if you could kindly just stand up for me, and we'll get all of that done. Okay, let's first start with your waist, shall we? Let me just get this around. Now, normally I could just tell by, you know, looking at your body shape, but I'd rather give you a more precise idea of what's in my mind, and I can't really do that if I don't have your measurements. So, okay. Note that down. Alright. And then let me just move this around here. And okay. Let's next have a measure of your chest. Just okay. That seems to be about correct. Let's go with your right and left arm. So start here. Can you just position yourself normally as you would, just naturally. We don't need to do anything, don't worry. We'll get you a properly fitted outfit, don't you worry about that. Okay. This arm. And then let's go on this arm. Yes, please. Thank you. And all right. Now let's also get the length of both arms. You could just do a little A for me, please, with your. Yes, like that. Thank you. Start here. Up to your wrist. Okay. Well, you never know. If you opt to have a jacket, we need something that fits your arms perfectly too. One more from this arm to this arm. By the way, I hope you don't mind if my cat starts poking her head around in this area. She likes to explore a lot, so don't let her bother you too much unless you're allergic to cats, and in which case, well, that's a problem. Okay, well, is the correct measurement. Now, let's get to your thighs. Well, but first, go below your thighs. Or not below your thighs, but below your butt, if I may say. So let me just go down here and one each, please. Just stick one out first. Okay, thank you very much. Start here. Good. Then your other thigh. We'll just do the length of your legs and then your calves, and then we should be good. Okay. I'm not gonna do anything skin tight unless that's something that you'd like, but we need to have accurate measurements just to be extra sure. Start with your legs first. This leg, please. Thank you. Okay. Then, if I may have the other one. Okay, thank you. For your calves and ankles, please. Okay. Okay, and then let me just do this. All right. One last. Sorry if it's been taking a while. Right here. And one down here. Okay. Perfect. Should have everything except for a couple more things. Would you know your foot size? Okay. And are you interested in custom jewelry? Okay, so let me just put around your neck. Sorry about that. Okay, let me just wrap that around. Oh, that should give me all the information I need. Now, let's get to the fun part. Let me just put that there. Okay. So, you have a specific idea for what you want for the event, right? And I totally agree with your vision. I really like the energy that we're going to bring for this event. I think it really suits you, and of course, all of the work that you've done so far, your brand, your image, yes, totally perfect. Yes, and I am really thankful that your agent has decided that I would be a good match for you because I think we could make some magical stuff. But I would like to also propose that just because we have a singular vision doesn't mean we shouldn't be looking at alternatives, right? So let me just pull up my sketchbook here. This one, it's thick and has all of my previous works and other ideas that I haven't really brought to life yet. And I think, well, I'm not going to show you my previous works, but I think there might be a couple of ideas that you might find here that might skew our original vision a little bit and perhaps inspire us to more things. So, let's start here, shall we? This one, I have definitely not shown everyone this particular design yet, nor have I even started, but I think it's one of my most ambitious. Don't tell anybody about this, too, by the way. Yes, absolutely. I think it is quite an interesting piece. The materials are a little bit difficult to find or to source, but seeing as your event isn't coming too soon, we have time to really source the materials for this one, and also to maybe change it a little bit so that it would suit more your style. I know that this might be a little too, shall I say, explosive, but I think we can trim this down a little bit if this is what you'd like. So, yeah, what do you think? Okay, absolutely. We also have this one. Sorry, it's a really thick book. This one is a little bit more muted than the other one that I have just shown you. I really like the edges and curves to this one. I think it's a bit more organic, and that could be something that you would like for your outfit. It's a mix of both, really, and I think this is the one that could be the closest to what we were thinking of initially. Another thing that I like about this aspect is this material that I've envisioned for the bottom half of this outfit. It's structured, but it'll give you enough movement to, well, enough space to have that freedom of movement. It's nothing too exciting, it's nothing too, out there, but it is definitely going to turn some heads, which I think you might be interested in. Yeah? Okay, well, we're going to keep this specific idea in mind then. And I also have, sorry, I also have this one. This has to be what is most out of the box for me. Like, if you've seen my previous designs, we have come up with a bunch of different, well, I have come up with a bunch of different themes before, and I've actually just started to experiment with this one. I, well, would say that this would be the riskiest to take to this event. However, that being said, I think we can make a statement with this one. It's not, again, it's not extremely out there, it's not extremely bold, but it is for me, it is for my previous, well, related to my previous work. But I still think that there's potential in this one, even if I'm not quite experienced. Well, we can both experiment on this, if you trust me, of course. There's something about the shoulders over here. It's quite large, but it almost has this fluidity that I've been trying to achieve. And there's this specific material here that I have, and it's not just cloth, it's not just fabric. There's some structuring that's going on. Yes, absolutely. So yeah, well, that would be my third offer. We can always go back to the original one, which is to find something that's quite balanced, but loud, but bold, which I have plenty of. Sorry. Yes, my cat also likes to be loud and bold, so. Well, I think you have a decision. Okay then, well, I think we could start with that. I'm really glad that you like the second idea, but you want to mesh it with a third. Okay, so we can do that actually. Let me sketch something really quick for you. I think we'll use this, but I think if we the shoulders part, okay, perfect. So here's what I'm thinking, right? We take the shoulders of the third one, the third outfit that I've shown you. There's some structuring to it. Some materials need to be sourced, but again, it's not a huge deal. We can do that easily. We have a lot of time. From the shoulders, if I could just, yes, I think you actually have the perfect measurements for it. We go down to the chest like this. Let's give it a bit more, a bit more traditional cut for the chest area. Yes, exactly. And then we go down to the waist, and it could be a two-piece outfit or a one, a single piece for you, however you would prefer. But there it would be a little bit cinched over here, which will then give us the bottom half based on the second, yes, exactly, based on the second sketch that I've shown you. We'll give you some movement here because we don't want you to be restricted already. We already have a top-heavy outfit. We don't want you to be fully stuck down at the bottom. So we have that, and then let's for this, the accessories, the shoes and the bags, etc. I would say that we hold on. Well, not hold on, but hold off for it right now. However, I would recommend some jewelry here and here, just to sort of balance things out. And for the colors, I think the structure of the dress is already quite, it'll already help you stand out. So I don't think we need to go for the, yes, exactly. I would more recommend jewel tones that fit well together. And judging from, what I've seen, I think we could pull it off for you. We could either use what we'll see, right? I'll take some fabrics and I'll see which colors actually match for you. But I am thinking more of jewel tones, but it could go either way. Yes. So, what do you think of something like this? I really think that the flow from the shoulders to the chest is going to turn people's heads. But it's not going to sort of make you disappear. You have an amazing structure here, and I think it's not going to sort of drown you, but it'll help you sort of, show yourself off a bit more, if that makes sense. Yes, absolutely. So we're just going to do a bit more restructuring to this top here just to make sure that, the star is still you. Sorry about that. Okay, so I think we have it. I think we do. I am going to just go through some fabric ideas with you. I have some outfits already here that you might be interested in. And we could go through them just so I can also have a better idea of, if there are some changes to be done. In terms of the design and some color ideas, some fabric choices, etc., we could go through that. Perfect. So let's start. Hello. Oh, you're a demanding one. Sorry, my cat likes to be noticed all the time. So let's start with the shoulders. I have this jacket for you. It's not the same as the one I've shown you, definitely not, but it has sort of the material that I was thinking of. Now, again, it's not going to be flat like this, right? There's going to be some structural magic that's gonna happen. So if we could just, excuse me, mind the little plant beside you. Do it like this. Let's see. Okay. Just turn around for me for a second. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think this is good, but let me just get you another one. Let's see here. Hello. This one has a bit more structure on its own. It's a bit thicker. I could just, we don't need to wear it completely. I just want to see it in one shoulder. Let's see it like this. Okay. And then we just bunch it up here. Make some cuts to the side and then give it a bit more oomph like that. And I think this color works well on you, actually. Yeah, it really brings your skin tone out. Okay, perfect. Okay, next let's go with the material for your chest. I'd say the same material would work, but we might need to change it depending on your comfort levels too. Can I just wrap this fabric around you? Okay, perfect. I just want to see what it's like. When we have that, then I'm just going to grab a clip if you don't mind. Excuse me. I'm just going to clip like this. And if I could just. Okay. All right, can you move a little bit? Just. Move up and down for me. Yes, and then if you could just crouch. Okay, all right, okay. So this will probably be not as comfortable as we thought it would be. Well, yes, I would like to make you look good, but I'd also like for you to be comfortable. So let me just get another piece of fabric for you. Let's try this one. It's soft, a little bit heavier, but I think we could work it out. Just wrap it around you like this if you don't need the clip now. Yes, okay, and I think this fabric is dense enough that it doesn't really give too much shine, and that's fine because that's what the rest of the outfit is gonna do for you. And can you move a little bit? Okay, perfect. So we can use this and anything close to this group of fabrics. And now let's go for the
bottoms.
Bottoms, bottoms, bottoms.
Let's go with this one first.
I'm not gonna have you wear it, but I will be sort of putting this up against your waist and just seeing how it flows down, just to see if we need to find a different type of fabric. But typically I use this fabric. So if you could feel it, it's not so thick, not so thin, but it can be sort of, if you tense it up like this, if you make it a little tight like this, then you sort of see the structure that can be made. But at the same time, because the fabric is a little bit more flowy, it gives you that much movement. Yes, exactly. That's how we do it. So we'll just make sure it flows well. Okay, 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 okay. I think that properly suits the rest of the outfit, so that's perfect. Let me just note that down. File again, okay. So, just a couple more notes about the outfit. Perfect, perfect, okay. Now, we're going to finalize all of these. I would like to schedule, I'm going to design and give you a proper sketch within the next 2 weeks. However, I'd like to schedule another meeting, another face-to-face meeting with you a week after that. I'm not saying I'll have something for you immediately during that time, but it will sort of help me identify, because as we build this outfit, there might be some issues that might come up. So meeting you immediately would be nice so that I can test out some fabrics, test out some structures, see if there are other things that need to be done. Oh, right. I almost forgot. But I just remembered. There's this jeweler that I think would be perfect to work with for this outfit. They actually made me this piece. It's super light, but also super, super pretty and precious. And I think these accessories would go very well with your outfit. Well, their accessories. So I would recommend that you contact them. Let me just give you their card. And I think it's this one. Yes, it's this one. Give them a call. You can also see their portfolio right here. If you like what they have, give them a call. If you don't, let me know so I can find you a different one. Or I could just source it myself. I think that's it for me. I will send you the sketch, everything, all the details that I've envisioned, and we'll see each other again soon. Okay? Thank you so much for coming. And I will give your agent a call. Please also give her my thanks if you meet her first. To remind her or to give her an update about what we've talked about today. Okay, great. Well, see you then. Bye.